Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this December 23rd. It's beginning to look a lot like you-know-what. Happy Friday, everyone. Vegan honey. Sounds like an oxymoron, I know, but this bee-free delicacy has kept the food industry buzzing for the past few years. In early December, food startup MeliBio announced that it had secured $2.2 million in new funding to scale up its vegan honey production. That brings MeliBio's amount raised to date to $9.4 million. Yeah, you could say that company's been a hive of activity recently. MeliBio is partnering with European company Narayan Foods to bring its vegan honey to 75,000 stores across Europe early next year, according to Food Business News. Narayan is known for its plant-based meats, organic coconut oils, and products made with the likes of quinoa, chia seeds, and lentils. All of its 250-plus products are certified vegan. It would appear to be a match made in heaven. You may be wondering, how can honey be made without bees? Well, MeliBio isn't revealing exactly how they make their honey, but rest assured, it's patent pending. We do know that MeliBio's process involves fermentation and what the company calls plant science, and that the end result is molecularly identical to traditional honey. Since it was founded in 2020, the company has set out to bring sustainability to the $10 billion global honey market. Co-founder Darko Mandic, a former executive of the bee honey industry, told TechCrunch earlier this year that the traditional honey market is, quote, one of the most unsustainable agricultural sectors with broken supply chain and quality issues, end quote. Some ecologists have been vocal about how keeping honeybees in beehives can contribute to a loss of diversity among the species and kill the 20,000 wild and native bee species that still exist. MeliBio is just one of a handful of companies aiming to save the bees and, in turn, the planet. Israeli company Bio has its own patent-pending production technology to make bee-free honey. Bio got a big boost earlier this year when an unnamed investor pledged $30 million to the company. Clearly, that investor thought that Bio was the bee's knees. Beyond MeliBio and Bio, another company is making vegan honey with apples. U.S.-based Blended Up, which peddles protein powders and other supplements, also sells an organic bee-free honey, although FDA rules mean the label says honey alternative. Another apple-based honey brand, Bee-Free Honey, was something of an industry darling. Founder Katie Sanchez pitched investors on Shark Tank in 2015, but 4 years later, that company went out of business. An independent Shark Tank blog said its downfall was due to a lack of consumer awareness. Well, MeliBio and Bio are steering clear of apples in their products, preferring instead to make the real thing with a scientific twist. And the fact that honeybees don't need to be involved in that process is something I think is certainly worth buzzing about. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmasa. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Lee. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.